Oh, there's so many words you said, and some say I'm just beat, I'm tired, worn out. That's the common expression down here, worn out.
How about if a woman who's been quite well suddenly has some disease, then you might say that last night she's been all right during the week, but last night she just...
You'd say last night she was sick and ill.
Okay. But she'll be up again.
Soon.
Another word for soon.
Soon, a day or two, immediately.
Okay.
Be up in the morning.
How about if a person went out in a draft last night and began to cough? You might say that he...
Went out when?
In the cold night air, uh-huh. Began to cough. You might say that he...
Was she catching a cold? Or?
Okay. And if it affects his voice, he can't talk, you might say
a
that
horse.
And if he's got an irritation in his throat.
Sore throat?
And he has to, what? When he covers his mouth.
Goggle?
Well, if your throat gets scratchy, sometimes it makes you...
Like spit up, Hulk, and spit.
Okay. I was just thinking, if you had maybe phlegm in your throat, you just... This is something you might do all the time.
You cough it up, but you spit.
That's good. How about if you say, I'd better go to bed. Now, if you're not sick.
Tired.
Okay. Or something else, maybe I'm... What? Just want to close your eyes.
A cold.
Okay. How about
grip or feel the flu or something that kind of feel the need to go to?
How about if you tell someone that asks you what time you're going to get up? You say, at 7 o'clock I'll
get out of bed, I'll get up,
All right.
Well, that's it, of course.
How about if a fellow's sleeping, though, and you say, he has to get up, I'd better go.
Better wake him.
Now, if you are supposed to take medicine, and if the medicine is still by your bedside, and I ask you, why haven't you...
Taken.
And you might say, I
have taken it.
Or I
did take it, will take it.
Okay. And someone who can't hear, you might say that
deaf.
And if a man began to sweat when he started to work, but by the time he finished, you would say he
tired?
But if he was sweating, you might say that he what? He...
Hot?
Mm-hmm. I sweat today, and yesterday I... Well, if I worked hard today and I sweated, then yesterday I would have.
I worked hard today. Yesterday I was fresh and strong.
All right.
Yesterday I wasn't tired. I was well and strong.
Well, how about maybe sometimes a sore that comes to a head on the back of your neck?
Boil.
And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is?
Pus.
Anything else you might call it?
No, okay. That's it.
If you have an infection on your hand, so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be.
swollen.
But if it's not infected, then it probably won't.
Won't swell.
Okay. And when you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is a...
Water's under the blister, the water blisters.
Okay. And in a war, if a bullet goes through the, through your arm, you say that you have a...
It what now?
If a bullet goes through your arm, what would you say you were?
Penetrated.
Well, how about in war, though? You have a lot of people that have gotten shot.
Wounded.
How about if you are shot and you come to the doctor?